Hey, let's go to our next guest, Crows. Well, they had the bye, played Thursday. Now a 10-day break before they take on the Demons at the MCG Sunday. One of my favourites. Joining us, Crows star Richard Douglas. Dougsy, welcome.
Thanks, guys. How are we?
You fresh and refreshed?
Yeah, feeling good. It's the bye coming at a good time. We had 11 days last week, and again, we've got 10 days this week. So chance to do a bit extra training and, I guess, mentally freshen up. So boys are feeling good.
How do you feel physically and mentally? I mean, it was a tough game in cold conditions on Thursday. Have you pulled up okay? Is there anyone in doubt?
Not at this stage, no. Boys pulled up pretty well. I mean, a bit of a heavier deck, so you tend to get a bit sore. But, yeah, a few bruises and bumps, pretty physical game. So we had the weekend off, which is good. So a chance to freshen up again and get ready for Sunday. But the good thing about us at the moment is we've got a healthy list and, boys are feeling good, so that's great.
It was a long time ago, 4 days ago, just the last one on it. 23 more scoring shots. Was that the best total team effort for the year as a collective for the group?
Take out the golfing, it was pretty pleasing. I mean, I thought probably apart from our second quarter, it was a pretty complete performance. If we had a kick straight, we would have won by a lot more. But, they're a quality side and we played some good footy, which was pleasing.
Coaching staff done anything to address the number of guys, number of behinds you kicked, the inaccuracy? What's happened?
We didn't dwell on it too much. Obviously, it was a little bit too early, but we worked at it today and we worked at a few things technically and, goal kicking is a funny thing. We'll probably come out this week and kick straight. So, we didn't dwell on it too much. We'll move on. But the pleasing thing for us, I guess, was that we're able to get the ball inside 50 so many times and score on the back of that.
So it was an event, not a trend.
Yeah, as Pocky likes to say. Yeah,
that's what he says. I love it. So who is your goal-kicking coach down there now?
It's Tate Kayser. So
okay.
The boys were getting in today saying he should be sacked. But we work pretty close with him. And I think throughout the year, we've been pretty good in that area. So I'm sure we'll bounce back this week.
You're starting to build your form, Dougie, a couple of different roles the last month.
Yeah, trying to. I'm playing a lot more across half forward and, I've really enjoyed it. We've got a pretty potent forward line, so to slip in there has been really good and trying to hit the scoreboard. So it's been really good for, I guess, some younger guys to get through the midfield, the Crouch boys, Jared Lyons, to get some mid-time and they're playing a really good role for us. So, the depth in there is sensational. I'm more than happy to go forward and play a role for the team.
Playing group surprised at where they are at the moment?
No, not really. I think, at the start of the year, we had great belief in the group we've got. And I think now we've probably been together for 3 or 4 years as a nucleus. And I think we're starting to see the results of that. We've shown our potential in the last few years, but I think we've been inconsistent. And I think this year we've really matured. And I don't think we've had too many, bad quarters or bad games. So that's a good sign for us. And if we can keep improving in the second half of the year, it's going to be exciting for us.
Just about every achievement, the people who achieve, athletes or teams that achieve, it's underpinned by their goal setting or their expectation. Can you share that with us now, the process that you had at the start of the year, before the season started, your goals that you set and the expectations you have of each other?
Yeah, well, we talk a lot about continual improvement down at the footy club. So we try not to put, everyone wants to play finals, obviously, at the start of the year, but you got to win 13 games to get there firstly. So that's sort of our first goal. But I think that's the long picture. We don't want to get too caught up in that. But for us, it's about each day going to the club and enjoying each other's company and really striving to get better. And I think that mentality's changed around the place this year. And we get to the club, roll the sleeves up and look to work hard and get better. So that's been driven by Pikey and the boys have bought into that and it's been really good for us so far.
And of course, when you do have great wins, it's not only your talent and your structure and your system, it's the pressure that you bring to bear on the opponent. It's the intensity with which you play, the desperation. And that's always evident when the team's got the job in front of them. There is a tendency to relax psychologically, whether consciously or subconsciously, when you're coming up against teams that are not as strong as you, and you're confronting that this week. Melbourne, yep. Below you on the ladder, you should beat them. There's a subconscious tendency to relax mentally. Is the coach addressing that at all?
I'm sure he'll touch on it later in the week, but I think as leaders, we've talked about that, and it's for us to drive that. So it starts with our training, and you know, we don't get to play on the MCG often, and we've got an opportunity to obviously play there Sunday and again next week. So we want to build a culture where we can win on that ground, and you know, that's where the big dance is played. So it's a great challenge for us, and we're excited to get over there to play well on that ground, and I guess, you know, build some confidence. And as you said before, it starts on, you know, with our defence, and if we can bring that pressure and I guess getting at them when they've got the ball, we're going to create some good opportunities and score off the back of that. So yeah, we're looking forward to getting over there. And Melbourne are a good side; they've improved. You know, they're playing some good footy, and they're always hard to beat at the G. So it's a great challenge for us.
Dougie, 1 week at a time. We know that, but we've all played. We all dream, or we dare to dream. Do you think the team can seriously challenge for top four?
I think we're good enough, no doubt. We go into each game believing we're good enough to beat any opposition, and that's a fantastic, you know, feeling going to games. And you know, we just I guess want to get those 13 wins or whatever to get a top eight berth, and then you know, we'll see where the season takes us. So it's an exciting time to be around the footy club, and I'm sure our fans are excited to watch us each week.
Yeah, well, I knew as a player that I was excited when I knew, whether it was round 15, 18, 22, the first final, whatever, you actually knew as a player you could actually win it. And that belief started to become infectious. Do you think like that? You're a leader. Talk us how that happens. And this isn't a fan. This is as a player, Dougie, because we all think like that.
It comes off your results, you know.
Yeah.
When you beat some good teams, you know, we're beating Sydney and GWS, North Melbourne, these types of teams are at the top of the ladder. You get belief from your results, and it's not just the wins, it's the way we've gone about it. I think it's been really exciting. So we understand that our best is good enough, and it's just for us. That's the challenge, to bring our best each week. And if we do that, you know, nothing should be too hard for us this year. So it's an exciting time.
So you don't have many injuries. You've got players in the reserve side and with the Crows Sandful team. Tell us about the pressure that brings to bear. Is it a factor?
That's fantastic. You know, like we obviously, as you said, very few injuries. So I think the good thing about that, and it can't be underestimated, is that we get 40 blokes on the track each week. So we get to, you know, build confidence in our training, and we get to actually train at a higher level because we've got so many numbers. And, you know, for guys like Mitch Grigg and Cameron Ellis-Yolman and Ricky Henderson, Andy Otten, these sort of guys that are on the fringe, you know, pushing hard for spots, it's fantastic for guys like me who are, you know, got to work hard for a game each week. So that's all part of, you know, while we're getting some success this year, and that's going to be really important for us in the back half of the year.
Can't avoid the Phil Walsh question. We'd probably like to and let it play its course, but it's been hyped up now. It's the anniversary of his death. Is it discussed as a playing group by the coaches? How will that impact on the players for the weekend?
We touched on it briefly. I mean, it'll probably affect each individual differently, but I guess the good thing about a footy club is we're there for each other, and we can, you know, we talk about Phil and miss Phil, you know, all the time. We mention it every day, basically. But I think, you know, the best tribute we can pay for him is to go out on Sunday and as he would have said, get the job done and put in a good show. So I guess we're excited about that. It's obviously a sad time when we think of Meredith and the family, but, you know, for us it's about remembering him and I guess, you know, going out on Sunday and putting in a good result. So, you know, we're excited about that.
Did you say you think about him or talk about him every day? Did you say talk about him every day? Did you say that?
Oh, it's probably not every day, but it's, you know, often, you know, we talk about him and reminisce and talk about the good times, and I think that's all part of the healing process, so you know, that's all healthy.
When you remember him, what springs to mind? What comments do the guys, and what sense are the comments made in?
Oh no, it's more joking around. You know, he's such a larger than life sort of character, and he had a great impact on our footy club in such a short time. And you know, he's instilled some life lessons in guys that obviously they'll take forever. So you know, we just share a few stories, and they're quite proud amongst the boys, so it's really good.
And again, that'd be led by the leadership group, I would imagine, and nobody was closer than him than Tex. Dougie, good man. Hey, all the best on Sunday. Have a great week on the track. Thanks for your time, Dougie. Fantastic.
Cheers, guys. Go on, yeah. Thank you.
Richard Douglas there. It is such an individual thing dealing with adversity.
Yeah,
and it's tough to talk about because they are still reeling and hurting.
I don't know how to handle it. I think you just let it handle. I mentioned the funeral I went to today, Johnny Harrington's funeral, and how sad it was, but at the same time catching up with old friends who'd been so influential, and people up there, Bob and Maxine Rowland, Dave and Joan Redman, who basically took me in when I was a 16, 17-year-old kid, yeah. You know, looked after me away from home. And you see those people out of your past and the impact that somebody like an old teammate had on you. Yep. And it's quite emotional. But do you use it as a point of motivation?
Well, it is, and I know it is with them because it's brought the group closer, so tight. To think that a coach within 9 months can have the influence he has on people like Taylor Walker all the way down is frightening. But his words were, get on with it, and that is their creed. That is what they live by, and that's how they play. Just get on with it, led by that leadership group and text.
Interesting how obvious the leadership group want to make it. How much reference they want to, much direct reference to Phil.
And only they know that. Yeah, my word. Richard Douglas, our guest.